"Makena, wait," my sister called after me, but I was way ahead of her. It wasn't until I pushed open the door of Cherry Blossoms that I stopped. I hadn't been inside my favorite clothing store for nearly a year, and I couldn't wait another second. During the pandemic, we had to do everything: school, work, shopping, even visiting family, at home and online. It had been hard not going anywhere and not seeing anyone, and now I was eager to be out in public again. "Slow down," Amari said when she caught up with me. "No way," I teased. "This is the first time I get to pick out new clothes for school." In a few days, I would be starting seventh grade, and unlike grade school, I wouldn't have to wear a uniform. I didn't have to wear a uniform last year either, but since school was remote, there hadn't been any back-to-school shopping. Today was a day for fashion, and I couldn't wait to see what I would find. "Where should we start?" Aunt Belinda asked, coming into the store with Mom. "Over here, Auntie Bling," I said, heading toward the back. We went in one direction, while Amari and Mom went another. As we wandered the store, I ran my hands along the racks, feeling the different fabrics against my skin. "Auntie Bling, check this out." I pulled a cherry red sweater off a shelf. A pattern of tiny gold threads ran through it so that when you turned it a certain way, there was a little flash of light. I spotted a short orange plaid skirt and held both items up. "How's this?" Auntie Bling studied the combination. "Wow, I see it," she said, nodding. "I would never have put this mix together, but it works. It's so you, Makena." I grinned. Auntie Bling is a stylist in Los Angeles, so that meant a lot to me. "The colors remind me of the kente cloth dress you bought me from your trip to Ghana," I said, putting the sweater and skirt back.
"I gave you that when you were 4,
Auntie Bling said, sifting through the rack. "Well, that dress was totally different from any of my other clothes," I said. "And when you told me each kente pattern has a special meaning, it blew my mind." I picked out a turquoise shirt decorated with butterflies and showed it to Auntie Bling. Auntie Bling looked at the shirt and then handed me a skirt that faded from dark purple to light lavender.
"Is that why you wore the kente dress to preschool every day?"
she teased. I nodded. I even slept in it, dreaming that one day I might visit Ghana too. It made me feel special, like I had something no one else had.
"You still do," Auntie Bling insisted. "You have your own style, girl. Keep showing off your shine in those Instagram posts. I love seeing what you wear every day."
When school went virtual, I decided that I would not wear sweats all the time. Every night, I picked out an outfit, and every morning, I gave myself time to style it based on how I was feeling. Since I only showed up in one little square on a screen, I started taking selfies of my whole outfit and posting them online. A couple of my friends told me they looked forward to seeing what I wore. They said it made them feel normal at a time when things weren't. Pretty soon, people started posting their outfits too. I posted all summer, and I guess I'll keep doing it, even when we're back to school in person. Back in person, I thought happily as I sifted through the store's racks. I can't wait to be with people again. I've missed that so much, and I've decided I'm not going to waste a single minute being shy. I'm going to make as many new friends as I can. I had an armful of items when Auntie Bling and I caught up to Mom and Amari.
"Makena, you're so lucky," Amari said, admiring my choices.
"You're still getting some new things," Mom reminded her. "You're growing so fast these days."
"Look at that," I said, pointing to a top on a nearby mannequin. It had a border of fancy stitching around the neckline, and I wanted to take a picture of it.
"Amari, could you hold my stuff?" I asked, digging my phone out of my pocket.
"Chandra," Auntie Bling called to Mom as I clicked a photo. "That looks like a dashiki."
I lowered my phone. The what? A dashiki. It's a type of shirt based on traditional African clothing, Mom said. Lots of black men and women wore dashikis in the 1960s and 1970s to show their pride in our African heritage. Mom was using her librarian voice, but her face had that back-in-the-day look that she got when she talked about something from growing up.